verses 35 through 38. Matthew 9, 35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Just briefly tonight, I want us to see Jesus' heart of compassion for the multitudes. Jesus, after preaching, teaching, going around the area, his heart was moved with compassion. Compassion is different than sympathy. Sympathy is feelings, but compassion is moving beyond feelings into action. Action to meet that need. Jesus not only saw the needs, the spiritual needs of the people around him, but he was moved with compassion to meet those needs. And notice the vital part that prayer plays in this process. Jesus, being moved with compassion, then gives his disciples a command. And that command is to pray. In verse 37, then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. What is the greatest need in missions today? Believe it or not, it's not more money. It's more laborers. We need people to go and preach the gospel, to go and translate the Bible into the languages of the people, so that someone who's planting a church has something to preach from, has something to put in their hands, the precious words of God. Let me give you an example about how the laborers are few. With over 7,000 languages on earth today, there are almost 4,000 that have no scripture at all. 252 million people, not even a chapter of God's word in their language. And 2,115 of those languages don't even have a Bible translator working with them. 171 million people woke up today. More than half the population of the United States woke up today and had no Bible translator working with their language, no chapter of God's word in their language, completely unreached. And how will they hear? Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. We need to pray for laborers. Are our hearts moved with compassion on the multitudes? We have seen multitudes tonight. But it's easy just to get distracted, to look on the outward, just to see, oh, these people look different than me. They're doing different rituals. It's very easy to just kind of have a tourist mindset. But is our heart moved with compassion on them enough to where it'll change our lives? Will it shake us out of our complacency to pray, to have compassion on them, and perhaps to go ourselves? In chapter 10, verse 1, it says, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Jesus didn't just stop by saying we should pray for laborers. Jesus sent out laborers. Jesus took the 12 disciples and sent them out to the harvest field. Prayer is only one step in the process. Perhaps when you pray that God would send forth laborers, God might say, hey, how about you? Would you be one of my laborers that I can send you forth into the harvest? And so are we willing to let our hearts be affected by the need? It's so easy to get calloused and cold to the needs of the world and to be so focused on our own world. You know, the Bible says where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So many of us have so invested our time, our energy, our resources into things that will vanish, things in 100 years that will not matter. But are our hearts invested in the cause of Christ, getting the gospel out? Are we praying for laborers? Are we submitted to perhaps be one of those laborers ourselves? And are our hearts moved with compassion to see the need and say, Lord, how can you use me to meet the needs for the harvest? I wanted to leave you with that challenge tonight. Pray for laborers. pray that God would use us, use you to meet the needs of the unreached people groups of the world. Thank you, Pastor.